It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on
Osama bin Laden.
No, wait, Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Happy Friday morning from the Shake Joint. Here on The Ticket, filling in for those morning musers. He's Sean Bass, I'm Jake Kemp. We are here until 10 o'clock, you know, because we're filling in for the musers. At 8:15, I have a very, I think, interesting football story to share with you about signal stealing and espionage in sports.
And speaking of e-breaks, we'll have some of the best of the first half of 2018 from the Hardline coming up at 8:40.
But this right here, this just covers this week, as is the usual. 888-787-1310. We will take your votes and we will crown a winner this morning here on the Shake Joint. Got a couple of ticket entries and one non-ticket entry. We start with a man who is the talk and the toast of the town this week, as he is filling in with one Dan McDowell and rode with one leg and all however many pounds of him.
On 299.
I heard him say that, and I think he meant 399 on a Lime scooter. Lime scooter has been introduced out to the plaza, and he is kind of rolling, I guess, with the support of someone else on there with him. Anyways, it's been very much ballyhooed.
What about $399?
Exactly.
By the way, Classic BMW brings you e-brake.
And we thank them for this first entry, which is Justin Montemayor shooting his shot when Bad Radio called Cleveland and asked them about LeBron's departure.
Well, happy July 4th to you.
Thank you very much. Happy July 4th to you guys, too.
Okay, I love you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
At Justin Mont...
I'm sorry?
Justin wants to know if you're on Twitter.
No, I don't do any social media.
All right, Becky, good times. Go Cleveland.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
right,
guys.
There he is. There's she is.
Goodness, no.
She
didn't hang up as fast as I
can't hang
was
up.
Anticipating. I was expecting a quick click on the end call.
Yes. No, Justin. You got to watch what you say.
So let's walk through how he thought that was going to go if, in fact, she was to notate that handle. Is it this is a plane bay situation where next week they're on Good Morning America together? Is it, they called the head shop in Cleveland?
Yeah. You know what that is? That's the radio version of pulling up to a stoplight and looking over at an attractive girl and just hoping she looks back and you playing the mental gymnastics of just what could go down if your eyes meet and you start hearing music.
It's so meek, too. It's just at Justin Montemayor.
At Justin Montemayor.
Oh, what was that? Nothing. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to hit on you via Twitter.
Please DM me.
Maybe you could check out the video later where I ride a scooter with one leg across the plaza in front of a basketball arena.
Hey. Girls be swooning.
Okay, so this is a very Ron Burgundy-esque moment from a friend of ours. It's Mike Leslie of WFAA. He of a particularly wet jump shot whenever we used to play ticket basketball. And Mike Leslie is having a little bit of a trouble with his teleprompter.
Tiger Woods giving us a little taste of the old school today in the third round of the Quicken Loans National. You know, sometimes you write something in the script and you just say it like the words ad lib. Tiger Woods played very well today. Birdie on 4, 5, 6, and 7. That actually just happened. Birdied 4 consecutive holes, shot a 2 under par 68, ended up at 7 under par overall, which has him tied for 10th. And 6 shots off the lead of Abraham Anser and Francesco Molinari, who both went way low to be at 13 under par headed to Sunday. And Uruguay advances with a 2-1 win. And I'm pretty sure that neither of you will ever let me live that down.
No.
Count on it. Hey,
I feel like we watched something really special today, and I'm glad we were here for it.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm Ron Burgundy? Yeah.
My
put a
question
humor.
Mark in the telephone.
We hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Thank you for watching here at 6. We'll see you back here tonight for News 8 at 10.
Smile and nod.
Just right. Having a little news fun.
All right. A little happy talk.
Just a little news fun. I envision a segment every week where I just watch every hour of local news, at least like the 10 o'clock version, and just edit together all the happy talk.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Back to you. All right, but what that makes me think of is what I consider to be the greatest of all time when it comes to getting burgundied. This is Dick Stockton from Rams Jaguars this year, I freaking love it.
Walt Coleman.
Personal foul. Grasping the face mask, number 74, offense. 15-yard penalty. Still second down.
Comes the rookie Cam Robinson, and that's a critical penalty. Well, coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points. Well.
Well. How long has he been at the helm?
It would seem that the answer would be just a touch too long.
It feels like longer than we've been alive.
Well. Look on graphic for final two bullet points. And finally, with me here riding shotgun with Sean, Bad Radio is back yesterday and today, but they have Joe the Milkman Lecce in the producer chair, and they have Mino back on the board. Ooh. And I guess Lecce, Con Lecce, did not want to do the Bad Radio open talking part. Mino constructed the open. I let him watch my baby for a week, and it was an effing disaster, Sean, of epic proportions. I'm cackling at home listening to this.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Hold on, boys.
Good.
Hold on, boys.
Good. Today, will the Stars have a hot Carlson? LeBron was ready to go wherever anybody told him, and DeAndre is staying a Mav. So something's wrong with the song, but whatever.
Wow, it's just extended.
It's like in a circle.
It's the remix.
Weird.
I guess.
Huh. It's never going to stop.
Also, what does it mean?
The open until it kicks in.
What are we supposed to do?
Whoever made this needs to be fired. Also, what does it mean? The Milkman, Joe Lecce, Julie Dobbs, and R.I.P. Sam Hale. Now, two guys obsessed with how many
wieners
they can
swallow. We're never going to hit the post. We can't
in
do
10
this.
Minutes, it's Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
That's amazing.
What happened to our music?
This is just the bed that was in there, and I used it.
But it's never going to resolve itself.
I want to blame Hawkeye.
It's never kicking in. Or dun, dun,
do you have our other one in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's in here. This is also what I get for not listening to it after I made it.
So you think Hawkeye did it?
That's what I'm going to blame.
Yeah, he will mess with our audio if Jake's not here.
This is never going to resolve. This is going to make everybody insane.
Right about now, Sports Radio 15.
No, you don't have to do it again. Just play the other music. And we'll... Okay.
Wait, here it is.
Okay.
Today, the Stars will have a hot Carlson.
Yeah,
blah, 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 stuff. Yeah. Other stuff.
Holy cow, that just about stressed me out. Hold on, here we go.
That's insane.
Big post.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bah and Die and this guy and hey now Hank Kingsley.
Insanity.
Okay, you put
absolute
together Wake
insanity.
And Jake every day. Tell me you have an idea as to what happened there. Or were you indeed pranked? Or Bad Radio pranked?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess the easiest way to do it would be to look at the file and see when it was last modified, but I can 100% promise you that I had no hand in looping four bars of palm muted guitar for 17 hours, which is apparently what somebody did. And you can look at it and see where the waveform gets bigger. So I feel like I would have noticed it if it were me, but I don't know. I really have no idea.
But he admitted his own mistake by not pre-listening to it.
Yeah, that was wild. Like, I'm listening to it on my couch waiting for them to call me yesterday, and I'm with Bob. I was going insane.
It's like the band
is like you're in a circle.
The band is just waiting for the lead singer to get his crap right.
Right.
They're just vamping.
His wrist is getting tired as he just palm muting for days.
The drummer's like, okay, when do I start? When do I start?
All right, so there's your three candidates. Justin, at Justin Monty, shooting a shot. Mike Leslie looking at ad-lib and final two bullet points. And Mino and his open, his battle without honor, without honor, without honor, without honor, without honor. 888-787-1310.
Good morning, P1. You are first to vote on the emergency break of the week.
Well, good morning to you, Shake Joint. Great job.
Thanks, sir.
Thank
Seabass, do you believe in the mean green?
You know the answer to this, and that answer is yes.
Absolutely. Let's vote for Justin.
Why not?
Good, responsible vote. Thank you, sir. Hi, good morning. You're on the air. And hello. You're on the air now. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Sports.
All right, maybe not. There he is. Sorry, my mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah, I watched the video. Did Justin eat his leg?
Is that a Justin vote?
Yeah, that's not only a Justin vote, that's a callback to Nui eating the phone. So I think we have to give that to him.
888-787-1310, two votes early for Justin. Good morning, P1, you're on the air.
Am I on AM radio?
You sure are, Natalie.
Sorry. Hey, Skate Joey, I want to vote for the bad radio open, just so you know, and I also use hot water, pre and post cream for my toothbrush.
Love you. It's good to know.
All right, see, I got an ally there.
And not only a vote for Mino, a vote for warm water teeth brushing. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Is this Ticket AM?
Sure. Indeed.
I would like to vote for George Dunham's explosive diarrhea. Thank you.
Oh, that's an undervote. Sorry he's not nominated this week, but we will note it. Hello, good morning. You're voting on the emergency break of the week.
Yes, I'd like to vote for one David Mino and a Christina Ray four-pointer.
Okay.
Ooh, yikes, especially in this era.
Yeah, it's not...
She plays basketball?
Clearly. Hello. Hopefully we'll not go me too in this vote. Good morning, P1.
Or do. Doesn't matter to us.
Vaginal slice, more and more.
Hero. There it is. Hero. Official. Hero. Hello, good morning. Turn your radio down and vote, please.
Ooh,
yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. P1CR wants to give a great big old shout out to Jeffy Leffy. And I want to vote for Georgie Porgy, Pudding and Pie. Come on, Sean Bass.
What the hell?
I don't know, but noted. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, non-losers.
Are you in the, middle of a round right now? It's Friday. You should be getting ready.
She's stuck in the cave.
I'm not in a cave, but I'm very cold.
All right.
And really moist.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to vote... very responsibly today.
We will allow you to do so.
Give me Justin, por favor.
Por favor.
That's a lot going on there.
Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
Moist.
Happy Pet Talk Friday. Am I on the AM radio?
You are, and
pick up
FM.
A phone. Tell us what you're thankful for today.
Well, I want to celebrate life through sports by voting for the Thailand Wild Boars to win the 2026 World Cup.
Dude, I bet you there's a decent chance if they keep the squad together, they can get some sort of FIFA exemption.
What a 30 for 30 that would be.
Yeah.
Do you have a vote by chance?
Let's go for Monty.
Monty. Right. Okay, Monty 4. Mike Leslie currently shut out. David Mino has two votes. Will this be the deciding vote? Good morning, P1.
Morning. I'd like the vaginal slice born guy to hang a right into a freaking oak tree.
Hey.
Come on now.
What do you have against oak trees?
I don't know. Hello, good morning. Let's vote.
Hey, good morning. I got these post-hole diggers out here. They got them steel handles on them, so okay. I'm getting a little bit too old to lift them up. And of course, you know I still got that wheelbarrow. I didn't leave that number for you last time.
Hey, I got a question.
This is not Tradio.
No, I got a question. Do you have a spare Whirlpool refrigerator compressor? Because I'm in the market.
Oh, I sure don't. I haven't had one of those in many years. I'm sorry about that. But if you want that wheelbarrow or the post hole diggers, it's 254.
Okay, we'll keep the info, Stephenville.
We have your info here. We're good.
And it's Brady Sandifer.
All right.
Do you have a vote?
Of course he doesn't.
No. He just wants to talk about post hole diggers. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Jake's Tired Cliches and Fake Radio Voice.
Oh, man.
I'm the one with the fake radio voice here. Let's get
straight.
Damn,
man.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Shout out to Beat Poppy Angry Midget and give me number one for the win.
Is number one Justin Montemayor.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I would say a bit of an upset this morning is Justin Montemayor shooting his shot.
Well, happy July 4th to you.
Thank you very much. Happy July 4th to you guys, too.
Okay. I love you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
At Justin Monte.
I'm sorry?
Justin wants to know if you're on Twitter.
No, I don't do any social media.
All right, Becky. Good times. Go Cleveland.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye,
all right,
guys.
There he is. There's she is.
Hang up. Goodness, no. She didn't hang up as fast as I
can't
hang
up.
Anticipating. I was expecting a quick click on the in call.
Yes. No, Justin. You got to watch what you say.
That was the most low-energy attempt at a romantic advance that anyone has ever made, ever.
We have a good drop in the future, though.
That romantic advance matched the speed at which he traversed the plaza on that scooter the other day, which was about negative 2 miles an hour.
Wow. Okay, so how many career wins is that for one Montemayor?
That is old Monty's first all-time win.
Whoa!
One win, one leg.
Yes, he is 96 behind Norman Posthole Digger Hitzkus.
All right, thank you, Jared.